What is PRINCE2 and why should I use it? PRINCE is a great methodology for managing projects. It stands for Managing Projects in Controlled Environments. To begin, start with, what is a project anyway? A project, to me in simple terms, is a temporary journey that leads to change. Okay, so then what is project management? That is when we are leading and managing the journey on how it arrives at that change. There are key features of project that separate it from business as usual. The first is that it is temporary. Can you imagine if you had a project to buy a new pair of shoes and it just never ended? You would be stuck on this loop of reviewing shoes, but it's never closing. The next thing is that it leads to a change. It has to take you somewhere different from where you started. Project always has the risk of uncertainty. It can lead to a profit or loss. Basically heads or tails, so what we try to do is manage this so it does not end up in a failure. A project is unique because just as no two people are the same, no two projects are the same, even if you have the same team working on it. It is cross-functional. This is because you need different people with different skill sets working together to achieve your goal so you end up at the right destination. For example, think of the fact you want to move to Poland and start a new life. You know the date you want to move there, temporary. You need a plane to take you there, change. You do not know how the chapter ends because you can get on a plane and you don't find a job when you get to Poland, uncertainty. This is unique because even if you chose to move another year, the plane ticket is different, costs may be different, and the job market might be different. Before you move, you need to contact the airport and book tickets, contact estate agents for pricing of flats, etc. It's cross-functional because different people with different skill sets are needed to get you from point A to point B. So why PRINCE2? Well, PRINCE2 can be applied to any project, large or small. The framework is there as a guide and doesn't micromanage you. This enables you to apply it to get the foundation and structure right, while you focus on how you do the bits and pieces. PRINCE2 puts some space between those you do the project work and those managing it. This gives experts room to work. Using the Poland example, you wouldn't meet the pilot every step of the way to tell him how to fly the plane, would you? No. So you let the experts do their magic while you plan. There are 5 elements of a PRINCE2 project. People, you, the pilot, the letting agent, he person who approves your visa. They are all needed for your Poland project. Principles, these are like the law. You break any of them by not doing them, you are no longer a law-abiding citizen, you are not using PRINCE2. Processes, these are like the chapters of a book, they are the stages of the project. Practices, these are stuff you need to keep an eye on that make or break your project. For example, the weather conditions or the job market for your trip to Poland. Project context, applying it to a project and tailoring it to work for it. So how do I know if a PRINCE2 project is on track? PRINCE2 projects have performance targets that allow you know if it's on track. For example, the Poland trip, you budget between £2,500 to £3,500 in cost. If you spent £5,000, you would know something is off somewhere. These performance targets are time, costs, quality, scope, sustainability, risk, benefits. Now let's talk about relationships. No, we won't be going into who and who were seen on the red carpet. We are talking about relationships in PRINCE2 and the key terms to remember. The user, this is who will use the end result of the project. The supplier, this is who supplies the people or materials for the project. The customer, this only refers to the business when they have a commercial relationship with the supplier. The business, this is who creates and manages the project mandate.